Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of the big show. Two in the books, one to go as we continue to roll on. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel from our Gal Media studios here in the Galleria as we kind of get you some of the news of the day and breaking news right now, and not good news if you are a baseball fan and you're just hoping for the best in this situation. But there is a report out right now that a plane owned by Cy Young Award winner and one hell of a pitcher back in the day, Roy Halladay, has crashed in the Gulf of Mexico. The plane reportedly owned by the former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher crashed in the Gulf Tuesday afternoon. One person has died in the crash. It is not known if he was in the plane. However, the sports director at the CBS Tampa affiliate, Ryan Bass, reports the tail number of the aircraft does indeed match Halladay's plane.
Sad.
That is sad, man. And what I mean, you talk about a guy that was old school. I mean, in terms of how many complete games, perfect games, no hitters, playoff no hitter.
Cy Young, twice.
Threw a no-no in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's saying something, man.
Yeah.
He was a workhorse.
All-star.
All you can do is hope for the best.
9-time All-Star, something like that. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
and they were showing pictures of he had a plane that he was talking about how he would fly it over water. He had just gotten this new jet or something like that. The plane, I guess, has crashed. It's called an Icon A5. So pretty sad to look at his Twitter and see that there were pictures of him in the plane on the water. So hopefully it was not him on the plane.
Yeah, hopefully.
Chances are.
Using it, but yeah.
It reminds me of the.
I mean, you don't just let people borrow your plane. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a Yankees pitcher that was like a pilot. He like crashed into a building or something like that. And he passed.
2010, he pitched a perfect game against the Marlins.
Yeah. Would you guys own a plane? If you had the time and money, would you fly your own plane?
No.
I think I would.
If I had the money, I would own. I mean, flying it. I mean, I think you have to learn that at a young age, man. I mean, that's...
No, it doesn't take that long to get a pilot's license.
I believe that. I just don't know if I want someone who's decided to become a pilot at the age of like 50 or 60
As
or
good as
like
I was at Flight Simulator on the PC...
I was pretty good at that,
okay,
though.
I know.
Okay, here's the deal. You joke, but we have a friend of ours who we think is one of the biggest screw-offs on the planet when it comes to, like, he's just... very, very, what am I looking for? Not elusive, but he's kind of just out there a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we found out one day he was taking flight lessons. And we're like, time out, you're going up in a plane? Like, your instructor knows everything about you and everything like that? He goes, bro, I logged so many hours on my computer flight simulator that the next step was for me to get into a plane and actually fly with an instructor. And we thought he was kidding. But you can literally, if you get the right kind of equipment, you can do flight simulator on your computer, and it's like training.
Yeah.
No, it really is like a simulator. That's not the first time that I've heard that. Like, I've actually heard from like friends or like pilots. So like, you'd be surprised how similar this is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm still not trusting that. I mean, I'm not going to play flight simulator and just expect that I can fly planes.
That's like playing Madden and then going and trying out for the Texans.
I can be in the NFL, yeah.
No. Lauren Pope said, me getting ready for a night out on the town, nervously asking, hey, babe, how are my elbows looking tonight? Better keep... See, Lauren, I'm telling you.
You really started something with her because she's really freaking out.
That's right.
Tightened.
Yeah, you better go get them tightened up. Other news, right?
Yes.
There's more news.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want me to go or you go?
Packers lost last night, Monday Night Football.
That's really nice. It's the most Barry's wanted to talk about the Packers since we both got onto this show. So, yeah, I'll take the L and know that there are more coming. If they lose to the Bears this week, though, it's going to be very, very difficult. How about this story coming out of, what is it, China?
Yeah.
That the middle ball son, is it LaMelo?
Yep.
LaMelo Ball and two of his UCLA teammates, I guess they're there for like a preseason tour or something like that.
But they've got a $1 billion contract. What
they
is
got
he doing?
Caught shoplifting?
Good. Cane him. You should just beat him with a cane.
It was funny that you brought that up when I told you. It was like, yeah, they should cane him. Do they still do that in like third world countries? Where
I
like,
think so.
They like beat you like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you get caught right. stealing. Look at the perfectly good American that got caught over in North Korea and taking down a poster in a hallway. And by the time they returned him several years later, he died 2 days after he got back in the States.
Oh,
you don't know what the hell they're doing yeah. to people over there.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're in foreign countries. But even here, like, I mean, you won't see that here. But like anywhere else, I can't imagine seeing that. Like, you obviously don't see that on TV. You probably see it in movies, but that's crazy. One little mistake and you get beat like that.
Why are you dumb enough to go over there and shoplift anyways?
Yeah. Well, you thought you're bigger than the country too.
And they had stupid. They had the surveillance video of it. And, you know, basically...
I didn't see it. Does it show him...
It was just like almost
I mean,
like
is it pretty cut and dry?
And you know how their buildings are, right? You know, it's like they all look like schools, like the long hallways. And, you know, they're very, very generic. You know, just like one sort of tile, bland walls.
Okay.
And there's just a poster on one of the walls. Excuse me. And he just decides to go up and
are we talking about LaMelo?
No, I'm not talking
about. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I was talking about the guy in North Korea.
No, I'm talking about,
next thing you know, the guy's going to, like, jail for, like, 5 years.
Do we have video of...
Oh, that I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe...
Someone must have saw him.
What does Papa Ball say about all that?
Yeah, instead of bitching about
playing time in the fourth quarter of Lonzo, saying that Lonzo... He, of course, another outlandish statement. If Lonzo plays more in the fourth quarter, play him the whole fourth quarter and watch, he won't lose. Right now, he's second in minutes amongst rookies to Ben Simmons. He's getting the minutes. He's just not performing consistently the way Daddy thinks he should and or the rest of the league thought that he could to be a number two overall draft pick, but he's just not there. A lot of people think he doesn't have that killer instinct, that he's just too soft.
I could see that watching him. You know what I mean?
He seems very laid back.
By the way, PER... You're familiar with that? It's player efficiency rating. It's basically how good and efficient you are with your time on the court.
Yeah.
He's not even top five on the Lakers. So your top five, Jordan Clarkson at 21.7. So that tells you that he's probably the best Laker.
Please tell me Kuzma's on that list.
Brooke Lopez second at 19.9. Julius Randle third at 19.7. Larry Nance Jr. fourth at 19.6. Kuzma's fifth at 18.1.
That kid can really play.
So that's your top five on the Lakers. And then ahead of him is Ingram, Ennis, and Caldwell Pope. All double-digit PERs. Finally, Ball shows up at 8.9. Man, get out of here. He's leading the team in assists, and that's it. That's it. So it's not
It may be a situation where it takes time for him to blossom.
Fine.
We don't know.
But don't sit here and start bitching
broke
and
right. looking jump exactly. shot.
Yeah, but don't sit there and, he just needs more minutes. No, because he's not playing well with the minutes he's got. That's why his PER is 8.9. Get out of here, man.
I mean, it depends. God, it depends on the dynamic.
I'm so tired of his dad. And
that's what I mean.
What?
His dad, not him.
And
his
I imagine he'll get the minutes.
Charles
he'll get
said
the
what I said.
Oh,
before
eventually
he was
he'll get the minutes. Yeah,
and it's he finally getting some run. But Barkley said it after I had said it. How long on this show? His dad is the reason he's going to get his ass kicked, and guys are going at him. He's the reason. His dad is the reason Pat Beverly got up in his jock opening night and would not let him go, and then had a hearty FU for the pop on the way.
A lot
off the
of
floor.
Folks have been saying that because it's Man. Obvious. I mean, that's how the NBA works, right? You're not
no
just
doubt.
Gonna. Your son needs to produce, Mr. Ball.
There's certain teams with different dynamics. Like, you look at Clint Capella, like, they're finally starting to trust him. Remember last year, they were so worried about giving him so many minutes?
Yep.
Now he's getting he's getting a lot more minutes, but really the efficiency really isn't there. He's not producing as much. When you consider how many more minutes he's getting, he's not producing that much. So some people are given that leeway where you're getting given a lot of minutes and you're not necessarily producing. I imagine someone like him will eventually get the minutes. If you're his dad, just calm down. He'll get his
dad
opportunity.
Yeah.
His dad is the sole reason he doesn't have that leeway. He created a monster. Clint Capella's dad wasn't running around all over trying to get his 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
That's true.
By the way, breaking news out of the Houston Texans camp. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God.
Better yet, are you ready for the backlash that this will cause? The Houston Texans have signed another quarterback.
Who?
They have signed Josh Johnson to the active roster.
Who?
Josh Johnson, who I believe played, did he play at A&M?
See, that's already, we're already off to a bad start. If we're like, Josh Johnson? Who?
Josh.
Who?
Josh Johnson, quarterback.
Breaking news.
Has been signed by.
Career history. You ready? Since 2008? Since 2008. Bucks, 49ers, the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
He went to the University of San Diego.
The Browns, the Bengals, the Niners, the Bengals, the Jets, the Colts, the Bills, the Ravens, the Giants, and now the Texans. All since 2008. So I think he earned the who?
Yeah, and here's the thing. The powerhouse college team that was the University of San Diego, I'm sure. But with that, the Texans have released Matt McGloin.
No, oh, Pat McGloin is out.
And Kendall Lankford, the defensive end.
Mm.
Wow. Now the backlash comes. Why not Kaepernick?
Well, so, I mean, I can't recall seeing this guy. Is he a pocket passer? Is he a scrambling
he's
quarterback?
More
is he athletic?
He's very
athletic.
You're just
saying that because he's black,
no,
Joel.
No, I'm not. And he played for the Giants, too.
That's all.
And even when he played for the Giants, he can get outside the pocket.
I didn't know if he was black or white because the name is nondescript. I checked out Josh Johnson. He's black. And Joel Amini said he's an athletic quarterback. You don't know that, Joel. You don't know that. I'm ashamed of you. This is for the hug talk, by the way. That's what you get. Just remember.
You know what, Nick? I just looked across the desk and I just realized Barry's not black.
What?
Shocking.
What?
All right. So, Dustin, we see you. We're going to get to you in just a minute, but we had to get that breaking news out of the way and some of the news of the day. We'll continue to roll on, get to Dustin's call, and hit up a whole lot more if you want to join us like Dustin's about to do. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects in knee-deep in the final hour of the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and The Blitz. We got breaking news out of the way in the last segment, as well as we had some pilot questions. We were talking about pilot issues. So Dustin wants to get in here and talk about pilot stuff. Dustin, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, man. Just wanted to call in. I'm a former flight instructor and former airline pilot, and I was listening to you. I just wanted to tell you your friend who's a pilot is full of it, man. You, unless you have in the order of, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000+, you're not going to buy a simulator at home that you can actually count towards your flight time. You can kind of study some of the concepts of it, but you or any of the guys in the studio, y'all could go take a flight lesson today. First lesson, you could step in the plane with an instructor. He's going to do the takeoff and the landing, but once you get up at altitude, he's going to let you fly and kind of get a feel for the airplane. I mean, so first flight, you know, no flight simulator at home, none of that stuff. So anyway, just wanted to call in and give a little input about that.
So, Dustin, it's good information. Again, our listeners coming through with great stuff and we have questions. But so there's nothing you can do on your computer that gets you more advanced or sets you up to be able to get behind the controls of a plane quicker?
No, I mean, you could argue, you know, maybe you get some hand-eye coordination if you're a big video game player or if you play a lot of flight simulator.
You would learn the stuff, like the layout of the plane and stuff, right? Like, and altitude and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, you can learn some of the concepts. But as far as actually logging hours and progressing, you know, towards your license faster, you know, like I said, unless you have on the order of $100,000, we can get a real advanced training device, and you've got to go through certification. And I mean, just stuff that your average person is not going to do. A lot of times you'll get flight schools and stuff that'll go through the trouble and the financing to get that type of device. But even then, you're limited, you know, and you need 40 hours minimum for a private license. And I forget what the restriction is, but there's a couple hours you could do in a training device, which is a simulator. You know, so yeah, you could get some concepts down, you know, look what an altimeter looks like and how it works and stuff like that, but it's not going to help you get to your hours any faster or anything. So,
good deal.
Great stuff, Dustin. Thanks for sharing that. I can verify my buddy doesn't have $100,000 laying around to be doing that other stuff.
No.
But he was literally.
You do.
No. But he was definitely taking flight lessons.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
Then so he's not gonna let you fly. You know, I guess we just bit into the whole concept that his simulator stuff that he told us and all the BS.
And maybe he didn't say anything wrong. He was just saying that he logged in a lot of simulator hours.
I'm sure he said
hours.
Something wrong, Nick. If you know the guy that I'm talking about, he definitely said something wrong.
He exaggerated the situation?
Yes, very much.
I mean, if he just logged in a whole bunch of simulator hours, I guess it's okay. But
he was looking for a sidekick named Goose so that he could get the real training that he needed.
Dude, I'm telling you, I can fly. We've already played volleyball with our shirts off and everything.
That would just panic too easily.
You would panic flying a plane?
Yeah, I would not want to be responsible for that or anybody's lives in a plane. Like, I can't do that.
My neighbor, she was not only a pilot for Continental, but she would also fly for the reserves and fly for, you know, for one of the branches of the military. And is a, I think she still does it, but she's a highly regarded pilot. It was very cool to hear some of her stories about that. And I just, more power to
you.
She
ever fly drunk?
I don't know that.
No, okay. Just checking. Yeah. I'm just asking. That's a valid question. Have you seen pilots today?
Yeah, you can. And you've seen stories. Kind of a follow-up on the breaking news that regarded the how we got on the whole topic of a plane, but it's now been confirmed that two-time Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Roy Halladay was indeed the pilot of his own plane, and he has died in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico, only 40 years old.
Very sad.
Very, very sad. Eight-time All-Star, was 203 wins, 105 losses, 3.38 all-time ERA, 16-year career. Perfect game in the 2010 season, no hitter in the 2010 postseason. So sad news if you're a baseball fan, a Phillies fan, or just anybody knows that that's just sad. Yeah, at 40. Gone too soon. All right, we've got calls lined up, but still want to get in here. Now, Andrew says I owe him lunch, I believe. Andrew, what's up?
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, man, I'm feeling good after that game last night. I don't know if you remember me calling about a month ago, back before Detroit took the slide. But I was calling you out to bet lunch on the game last night. And then Barry was all about it. I can't remember whether or not you said you were in, but I thought you were.
Wait. Barry would never bet on the Packers one way or the other.
Yeah, and I thought...
Well, right, but he wants some lunch.
I know that Nick and I were talking about it in the break, and I said, you know, it's a two-game series. Now, you still got a great shot, but because they play each other twice in a year and they always, at worst, they split, I said you have to win the series for the year. But now with Rodgers out, you got a hell of a shot.
Okay, so I'm doing the series. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, but you should be with Rodgers out.
I want to put one thing out there. Since I've been alive, this is the first time that the Packers don't have the quarterback of the future and all of that. And it's a nice feeling for everyone else in the North.
You know what? Dude, I'm sure it is, because I saw the stats last night. Going into last night's game, the Lions were like 1-25 in their last 26 trips to Lambeau.
Yes, they won like 2015 in Lambeau, and that's been it. And it started with Brett Favre, his first game.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sure last night was great for you. Just remember, they were the Packers were fighting with one hand tied behind their back, unfortunately.
That's true. But, hey, we got the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Hey. I'm going to tell you something right now, Andrew. I watched those throws last night. Forget the turkey hole and Gruden and all that. My man made some pretty damn good throws last night. He looked great, Matthew Stafford did.
Yeah, he did. He did, but they still can't run. But, you know, just wanted to call, and, you know, someone's got to mess with the Packer fan on the radio.
I'm with
Somebody's
you.
I appreciate it, Andrew. Because I don't do Barry it. Barry loves you, yeah.
I don't ever mess with the Packer fan. Appreciate the call, Andrew.
Andrew, just remember, paybacks are a bitch, and Rodgers isn't retired. I'm just telling you. Next year is another story.
Yeah. Skip wants to talk the newest Texans quarterback, Josh Johnson. Skip, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How's it going?
What's up, man?
13.
13 what?
Josh Johnson has been cut or released by 13 teams.
Yeah, I read the list. It took a while. I almost went over break reading it.
So Barry was winded.
What makes the Houston Texans think that this is the guy? I mean, I hate to bring up, go ahead and do it.
Because it's logical.
It's legitimate.
It's logical, man. It's a legit argument because somebody made it on Twitter, but you go ahead.
I don't want to call you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Say it. Colin Kaepernick.
What's his name again?
Okay, we got it right the first time. But look, aside from what you're mentioning, more importantly, when was the last time he threw a pass? Because supposedly one of the knocks on Colin Kaepernick, is, and Bill O'Brien even said it, was he's a hell of a football player. He just hasn't played football in a while. When's the last time Josh Johnson threw a pass?
I think it was 2008.
Tyler Friddle tweeted to Joel and I as soon as we announced it and said, I can't wait to see the backlash when they passed on Kaepernick for a guy that hasn't completed a pass since 2011. So I went and looked it up because we weren't sure if that was true. And it absolutely is true, and it's an absolutely valid point.
But I mean, just common sense. There has got to be somebody out there that played last year, other than Kaepernick, who we can pick up. And I don't even want to look it up myself because I'm just so upset right now with the Houston Texans.
I gave the
You gave him yesterday.
I gave a appreciate the call, Skip. I gave it yesterday. Are you ready? Because it's not pretty. Colin Kaepernick, Robert Griffin III, Sean Hill, Matt McGloin, Luke McCown, Dan Orlovsky, Christian Ponder, Thaddeus Lewis, T.J. Yates, Matt Barkley, Ryan Nassib, Zach Mettenberg, Aaron Murray, Brad Kaya, Bruce Gretkowski, Dylan Thompson, and it's only getting worse. Zach Terrell, Charlie Whitehurst.
Wait, isn't Charlie Batch available?
Matt Sims. There's no, I mean, after Kaepernick, there is not a whole lot. And some of these are former Texans already. Orlovsky, Yates.
Dan Orlovsky has made one hell of a career out of carrying a clipboard.
Yates is on that list. I mean, there's just, no, there's not a lot
of Yates.
Sean Hill. I know, but that's what I'm saying. They went and re-signed him again. So, no, there's not a ton. And Josh Johnson isn't even listed on here.
Welcome to Houston, Josh. Interesting to see how they're going to deflect these questions that are going to be coming.
That's going to be interesting. Maybe they're doing what I said they should do and just trying to, they're signing someone just to sign them, and then maybe they're just going to be bad so that they can get as high in the third round as possible. He's your third string quarterback anyways. I think it's fair to say. He's going to be behind Yates and Savage
because they cut McGloin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see because the other thing is, you know, I want to see how they're going to deflect when the questions come about why Josh Johnson and not Colin Kaepernick. And the only legitimate answer that I think that they can come up with is because he's now knee-deep in a court battle in taking the NFL to court.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing that they could say.
So we'll see how that plays out. All right, Kevin, hang in there. We're going to get to you in just a second. For now, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a fantastic program. I've been telling you about it for months, and I'm telling you that it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston, and that is always a good thing. Whether you've had damage in Hurricane Harvey and you lost a vehicle in the process, and whether insurance covered it or not, you need to get the vehicle off your property and get rid of it, and it will cost you money if you have a towed truck driver come over and get rid of it. Now there's a solution, and why donating that damaged car, especially if it's not running, it can help kids in the Houston area get a second chance at an education. If you got a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a car, a truck, a trailer, whatever you got, Houston Cans Cars for Kids program is going to accept it. They're going to come to you. They're going to bring a tow truck. They're going to do all the paperwork. They're going to tow it away, and they're going to give you a tax deduction. On top of that, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and then you get the feel-good story in knowing that your donation is going to be used to help kids get some of the resources that they need when they're trying to get their education. That could be book money. That could be bus fare. It could be eyeglasses. It could be warm meals. When the kids don't have these different things, they normally struggle in the classroom. But when they have these resources, they excel in the classroom and they do better. And it's all because of the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. So if you can or you've been thinking about donating, check them out. 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. 713-225-4226. HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in the... Back on The Usual Suspects.
My bad.
Normally you go hot, and the mic's already hot, and then it wasn't.
But no one else heard what I just said to Barry.
I'm just telling you.
You guys stop fighting.
You just keep eating.
I'm trying.
Half hour to go on the big show before I turn it over to the Blitz. We got a full board coming up right now, and it starts with Kevin, who has a betting question. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, shout out to you guys. I found out about my bookie AG through 97.5 just listening every day. Cool. And I've actually been winning pretty good sight. I just wanted to see if you guys could just talk about some of the point spreads tonight, more specifically the Cavs and the Bucks. The Cavs have been pretty bad lately. You think they're going to cover that 1 point, the 1 to 2 point spread that they have tonight? That's pretty much all I wanted, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Yeah, 1 to 2 points is even better than what I'm seeing, because the initial spread that I saw where the Cavs were given 4.5. Now, look, I want to set the as a prerequisite to this. I mean, whether you're trying to make money or not, I'm not going to be responsible for this. But if you're asking me my opinion on the game, I really believe that the Cavs have got the red ass going right now. And yes, they've been doing a lot of things wrong, but they're at home. Milwaukee's 4-5. They're one player short with a bigger team in Cleveland because of the trade. So with Monroe gone too. And I think the fact that LeBron takes pride in the fact that everybody's blowing the Greek freak's horn as being the early MVP candidate, I think the Cavs will right the ship tonight. I think at home they should win. They're embarrassed about losing 5 of 6. And I think that they should cover whatever spread you got between 1 and 4.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, because on ESPN, it shows on their pick center, it shows the line is, or the spread is 4.5,
right,
in favor of the Cavs. The over-under is 221.5. So they think somebody is going to be, what, 110, 111?
See, and Milwaukee's having a hard time getting more than Adetokounmpo to score in double figures in certain games, and they've only been averaging about 90 points a game or less.
Yeah, so, Cleveland's scoring 108 and giving up 113. All right, and then you look at what Milwaukee is doing, and I don't know where the hell they went. I had them on my screen here. Ah, there we go. They're scoring 103 and giving up 107. So if you were betting that, I'd probably take the under. That's kind of what that tells you.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't bet on basketball. I don't really bet on anything. But a team that's scoring 103.
Bet you get your damn feet cleaned off 3 times a year.
Team that's scoring 108. I'll take the under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Cleveland wins the game.
Okay.
All right. Let's move to that to some more football talk. I had a feeling that mentioning this Texans move would generate some calls. Jeremy wants to get in here. Jeremy, you want to talk about Colin Kaepernick?
Yes. Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? I called yesterday, made a comment about Deion Sanders. Hey, is it just me? Man, I own a company out here in Beaumont, Texas, and I spoke to my HR manager, and what they're doing to Colin Kaepernick is illegal. Does anybody recognize that? I mean, it's not about finding backup quarterbacks or starting quarterbacks, even though the NFL is a privately owned corporation, there's still something called amendment rights. There's still something called affirmative action. Colin Kaepernick is not a quarterback from NCAA trying to get drafted. He has already played in this league. He has already proven his skill set. And over half, almost 50% of the NFL teams need quarterbacks, either a starting quarterback or a backup quarterback. He has that skill set.
Well, and nobody Jeremy, let me stop you there.
My question to you guys is Colin Kaepernick going to be the guy that we read about that's equivalent to Rosa Parks that bankrupts the NFL?
Well, Jeremy, we appreciate the call, but everything that you said and you were asking questions about is in the process of being handled by the courts, because Kaepernick is suing the NFL. And if you saw that in the court documents that came out yesterday, there were four examples, A, B, C, and D, of teams that they are targeting. They've asked for cell phone records. They're basically saying that there was collusion in the fact that they were trying to keep him out of the league, that there were these opportunities that he was not getting. The Texans were named on example D in the court documents yesterday amongst the Broncos and other teams in the fact that there is legal litigation going on right now.
Here's the thing. First of all, a couple things that he said are just not true. Amendment rights and what was the other example he gave?
We talked to his HR director.
No. He said amendment rights and what is the term? Where you have to hire a certain amount of minorities and women and all that. He said the term, and I don't know why.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Anyways, that's not what we're talking about here.
Not the equal opportunity.
No. It's not that. I can't remember the term. But this is all about collusion. And when you're talking about collusion, you're talking about the only thing that would be illegal is if teams get together and agree not to hire him. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to prove that. Just not hiring because you think he's a better quarterback than some of the guys that are getting hired doesn't mean a hill of beans. It could be financial. There could be a lot of reasons why you don't, football reasons why you don't make that move. So this has nothing to do with any of that. The lawsuit has everything to do with collusion. In other words, affirmative action. That's the word. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, it's not affirmative action. There's plenty of black players in the NFL, so you can't say that.
Right.
This is about collusion and teams getting together to say, you don't hire him and I won't hire him, and then he'll never work again because he's attacking our brand. That's what the lawsuit is about. None of that other stuff is in play.
So there you have it. Appreciate you listening. Nick, we get one more in before the break? Or?
Yeah, sure. Which one? Does another cap caller, Dak versus Carson Wentz? What do you
stay
want?
On the cap.
Let's do well,
Eric, Ben, Mr. Irrigation.
All right. Mr. Irrigation just chimed in. What's up?
Oops. That was my GPS. Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right.
Hey, okay, look. Wasn't Kaepernick, didn't he have a contract with the 49ers that he turned down?
No, he left the contract because they said they were going to cut him anyways.
Okay, but he still had a contract. He could have signed a contract, though, right?
No, they were going to cut him. They basically said either walk or we cut.
Yeah, they had a mutual parting of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what they said.
That's what both sides said.
Okay.
Don't reach for something that's not there, Mr. Irrigation. I mean, he didn't just walk away from a contract. He was told he was going to be cut.
He was going to be cut if he signed the contract.
No.
That's what you're saying?
No.
He was going to be cut.
He was under contract that they were going to cut him or not renew him or whatever the situation was. He was not going to be a 49er by the choice of the 49ers.
Okay. I was always under the impression that he had a contract existing there and he basically walked away from that contract.
Because that's a misconception and misinformation that people that are on the side of, oh, you should be standing for the flag, are out there saying to prove their point in their
case.
That's
fine. I can see how that can be misinterpreted. Is there another point outside of that, or were you just trying to make that point?
No, I was always under the impression the guy basically walked away from a contract because he did not want to play for the 49ers.
No, that's not true.
He didn't want to play for them.
No, it's not true. He had an existing multi-year deal. The Niners were going to cut him. They reached a mutual agreement to part ways.
Yep. That's it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Mr. Irrigation. Appreciate you listening. Lawrence, we see you. Ben, we see you. We got one segment to go. We're going to get him in as soon as we can before we wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects before we turn it over to Fred and AJ of the Blitz with one to go right here on ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment as we look forward to the Weasel. Tomorrow, Pauly Shore, thanks to Barry, will join us.
How many times are you going to do that in front of him?
I'm not going to do it in front of him because I'm sure it's like
he's other, probably still sick of it.
So many people do that and the and all that.
I mean, I want to ask him about it. Like,
hey,
does
buddy.
It get old? Yeah, does it get old and all that? But yeah, I was like, oh God, I hope you or Nick don't do that. I think Nick kind of would fanboy out and actually do it.
Someone in the station is going to do it.
I'll just listen.
How many? Do you think Trey knows who that is?
Yeah. I think he does.
You think? He's
kind of
younger,
when you consider what he's known, that's like way before his time, why wouldn't he know Pauly Shore?
I don't know.
Let me ask him that.
Okay. Yeah, find out. I just want to say I'm proud of you, Joel.
Why?
Because you're letting the beard grow.
Yeah.
Because Nick and I had agreed that if the Astros won the World Series and you were like, well, I got to ask Lisa.
She hates facial hair. She hates it.
So did you just put your foot down and just say,
I'm going to do it and see how it goes.
Okay. I like it.
Now, if it gets itchy and I don't like it, I will rip it.
I think you're just doing it to make me look bad because mine's going to be atrocious. It already is. Well, I mean, you can see it already.
I question whether you shaved this weekend.
I know. Yeah, he was like, hey, bro, you shaved. I was like, this is since the first. This is what it looks like.
I already look like Paul Bunyan, and he looks like
garbage. I look like a homeless man.
You're not allowed to line anything up, right?
Yeah, you can.
You can clean it up. You just can't shave it off or trim it a whole lot. Like, if you need to trim it a little bit, I get that.
Okay. Lord knows no one will
allow it.
You can't just keep keep shaving it down.
The commissioner will allow it.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't put it on a one and do
that
every
morning.
I thought you just
could not cut it at all.
No, cool. You can clean it up.
Nick,
I clean
no
it up
one
like,
wants to look like Tyler, so we want you to clean it up. And don't do the neck thing because Tyler's ambition was to look like Justin Turner. So, yeah, just clean it up there.
I shaved the two spots on my neck that grow hair this morning, so. Yeah, I got to keep it. I mean, hell, if not, that would be
Justin
atrocious.
Turner looks like he's got a turtleneck on.
Yeah, his
is weird, man.
And he said, and this is, you know what, where Harden, you say what you want, but Harden and Dallas Keuchel make money off that beard. He said the minute that the season is over with,
he's shaving it.
With that dude's hairline and all the stuff he's got going on, and he kind of looks like, don't let me say that he looks like the little brother, like the Elephant Man or something like that, but I'd leave that beard on.
Oh, I don't know why you just said
that. He's probably not making any money off that beard, though,
he's
right?
A crazy-looking dude. He looks like Gonzo from The Muppets, and he's going to shave the beard. I'd leave it on. It's a good look for him. He can make money off of it.
Yeah.
All right, which one do you want to take first?
Who's been holding the longest? It looks like Ben has been holding the longest.
Ben, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What up, man?
Not much. I was just, I guess, kind of two-part question-ish. The first one just kind of sets up, I guess, my main point that I'm trying to get across. But because whether you like him, you don't like him, you like what he stands for, you don't like what he stands for, throw all that out the window. This is a pure, I guess, business question in terms of Texans. So if Kaepernick did come to the Texans, how many wins do you think they would actually get the rest of the year? I'm thinking three tops, three of the next eight. I don't see them going .500 the rest of the season, with or without him. But
we got to know what Kaepernick you're talking about. I mean, if they work him out and at practice he proves that he can be somewhat where, you know, to the level of where he was, I think maybe you're on the low side. I think they could get a couple more than that possibly. Barry and I were looking at that schedule, obviously, when Watson was the quarterback, thinking that they could really make a hell of a run here and knock off a whole bunch of wins. But at least with a proven quarterback that can run and can run some of the plays that they were running for Watson, I would say maybe you're going a little low.
Right now, as it stands with who they have, I think the Texans go 2-6 down the stretch. They lose to the Rams, lose to the Cardinals, lose to the Ravens, lose to the Titans, beat the Niners, lose to the Jags, lose to the Steelers, maybe beat the Colts.
So with his question, if you had Kaepernick,
how many games does that change?
Yeah.
You might beat the Cardinals, you might beat the Titans, but it's on the road.
Now remember, the Cardinals don't have Carson Palmer the rest of the year.
That's so they're better.
Drew Stanton?
Yeah, so they're better. But I don't think you beat the Ravens on the road. You probably could beat the Cardinals at home. So you're talking about 1 to 2 wins total in difference. It's still not, you're not making the playoffs because they're currently 3-5. So you go from finishing 5-11 to maybe 6-10. Maybe if you just if you catch the Jags on a bad day or the Steelers have it sewn up so they sit Big Ben.
I wouldn't say Steelers. I'd say Jags.
If they sit Big Ben. Let's say that the Steelers have it wrapped up and there's no reason to play games.
Is that late in the year?
Yeah, it's the second to last game. Oh, yeah. So maybe the Steelers have it wrapped up on Christmas. You might could win that game. But you're not talking about a lot of games. You still there? Do we lose him?
Ben?
The point of what I was saying with that, I guess why I was bringing that up, was it's almost, in a sense, it's almost like the Tebow effect from a few years ago. If you're not even going to make the playoffs with him, regardless of what your opinion is of him, there's going to be a media circus that comes with good, bad, and different towards him. The media is going to be crazy. And is that something that you want to take on to not even make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a good point, Ben. Definitely that nobody's really point. Made yet because are you willing to open yourself up to that for one or two wins max, which really has no bearing or effect on what you do postseason or whether you even get there? Yeah, I mean, at this point, that's why. What's the point? You're not a Kaepernick away from the Super Bowl. So
the point? Unless you're Mike Freeman. And you think you've written a column that
like I
that.
Said yesterday, if they had J.J. Watt, if they had Whitney Mercilus, if they had Brian Cushing, if this defense was healthy, if they had Dwayne Brown still, if everything else is in place and the only thing is you lost Watson, then yeah, go get Colin Kaepernick and you probably still could make a playoff run. As it stands now, it's pointless. I tweeted out after the day after the World Series is the day that Deshaun Watson got hurt. I said two seasons ended that day. The Texans and the Astros. Because it's true. It's pointless to play. It's just like the Packers losing Aaron Rodgers. It's over.
Yeah. We're running short on time, and I want to get Lawrence in here, so we'll leave it there. Plenty, because that one we could go well on. Lawrence, what's
Hell
up?
No.
Hell no, Lawrence.
Hell no. Lawrence, you're going to get in here. What's up?
Oh, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I listened to Freddie and Fitz last night, and they was talking about they'll pick Dak Wentz first. But I was asking y'all guys, what do y'all think, knowing what you know about Deshaun, who would you pick out of those three?
Wait, time out. So you're talking about Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, and Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, knowing what you know now.
Of the three?
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. If you had a chance to pick out of the three, who would you pick for your starting quarterback?
Or who are you starting to you want to build a franchise around? Because you got to worry about who's your head coach, what system are you running?
I don't think anybody's playing better than Carson Wentz right now, but I like the element that Dak Prescott gives you as well as Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a tough call.
Damn, I don't know. Who'd you pick? I think I would probably go Wentz just because it's more traditional NFL-style passer. But
again, if you're going to run the Bill O'Brien system, I don't think there's anybody better that running it than Watson if he's healthy, as he's proven because of the fact that he gives you so many different elements and so many options.
Lawrence, who you got?
Well, I'm thinking like Deshaun just because both of them guys got nice teams, you know. But Deshaun, he kind of doing it with half an offensive line, you know, half defense gone. So he really impressed me. I didn't think he was going to be this good, but I think I'll pick him, not just because I'm from Houston either.
Appreciate the call, Lawrence. Here's what scares me about Deshaun Watson, okay? Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true to a certain degree with Dak Prescott, but not as much. What scares me about Deshaun Watson is he came in and he set the league on fire. And there are two other scrambling quarterbacks with the ability to run a lot that did that.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Go ahead.
Vince Young?
No.
RG3.
RG3, but Vince Young you could add to the list. Colin Kaepernick was another guy. These are all guys that could run that have pretty much all the tool sets that Deshaun Watson has. Maybe don't put it together as well. Maybe didn't have the deep ball accuracy that he's starting to prove that he has, which I questioned to begin with. But what scares me is the more you run in the NFL, the more chance you are taking that you're going to get hurt and not be around for your franchise.
So here's what I was going to say to you before that. To answer that would be just one thing, and that would be he's now torn his right ACL and his left ACL, and so that scares me more than anything else. Nothing scares me about his ability, his intelligence level, his poise.
No, you can't question either of
any of that. None of that. The only thing that scares me right now is now that he's torn both ACLs, and I know that this is getting to be an easier procedure to do, but with every time you do it, you become more fragile.
I'm with you. If there's one thing, to be worried about, health.
No question about it. No question about it. All right, good show today, gang. Covered a lot of ground. Got a lot of you guys in. The usual suspects were what they always are. They were informative and they were participatory, and we love that. Keep that going the rest of the week. Pauly Shore tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday. What are we doing for Way Back Wednesday? We don't know yet.
Yeah, it's 89 to 94, the years he was on MTV.
89 to 94 hits as we welcome in the Weasel. As Pauly Shore will join us tomorrow, so please be sure to be a part of that and Way Back Wednesday. Then Thursday we're back in the studio, and Friday we're at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. So hang with us the rest of the week, and if you're in the Beaumont area, stop out and see us on Friday at Luke's Ice House. Next, it'll be Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.